So back to Psalm 105, we encountered this wonderful name of God. Jehovah Pele, the God of impossibilities. We're now coming to the table of the Lord. Many call it the Eucharist. Eucharist means to give thanks. Why would we give thanks? Because we remember because we are remembering at this table Jesus Christ, who he was, and what he did. Though it seems impossible that he could be saving a sinner such as me, and perhaps sometimes that same thought might come to you. I think the thought comes to everyone into which God has put his Spirit. But the name Jehovah Pele tells us that with God all things are possible, or to put it another way, with God nothing is impossible. We have the bread at this table. It's a symbol, folks. Through God's word, we understand and discern it is symbolizing his body, which he said he gave for us. Through which Isaiah declares, and the Apostle Peter gives witness to, that with his stripes we were healed. And it is so easy for gods, for charlatans who appear to be Domata, that is, gifts of God to his church, it's so easy for them to just sweep over that verse, those verses wherein it says, by whose stripes we were healed, to talk about, oh, spiritual healing. God has given you a new spirit. I'm here to tell you, God's word declares that the healing spoken of about Christ is physical healing. It says the night of the Passover, they put blood on the doorpost and the lintel. We'll get to that. But they ate the roasted lamb for strength. And we have to come all the way 500 years later to this wonderful psalm. Probably of David, who is speaking of God's wondrous deeds, deeds of impossibility. It says, he brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among the tribes. What's the context? They had been, at least for one full generation, in bondage in Egypt. Oh, yes, they did have, through the one God sent, one Joseph, Israel had a royal reception when he came into Egypt. It says this, that Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And the Bible is very clear. It is the superior which blesses the inferior. But that God's word would be fulfilled, eventually there rose up a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph and brought God's family, the Hebrews, the sons, the tribes of Israel, into bondage. And they were there in bondage. That's slavery, folks. For at least a generation, if not two. And we can understand in the midst of the condition of slavery, poverty, and filth, and improper nourishment, of the sickness and disease and infirmities that must have manifest themselves in those years. And yet, it is declared as a result of that Passover night wherein they ate the roasted lamb for strength, that there was not a feeble one in their midst. We're talking physical healing. And if you discern this, take this bread with me, and by faith with your mouth declare what God has put in your heart, and say, with his stripes, I was healed. It says in the 41st verse of this 105th Psalm,
He opened the rock. The waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy promise. Paul in the New Testament will tell us that rock was Christ. Looking unto Christ, we do understand that it is he that was smitten for our sake. And that in a dry place, such as you or I might find ourselves being described as, where no refreshing is available, we remember Jesus. God remembered his promise. And all those promises of the Old Testament that are prophecies and promises of God to us to send us a Savior. And at this table, we remember Christ and what he has done, and we discern that he was smitten for our sakes, that he gave his life that we might have life into eternity in Jesus Christ with God. Take the cup, saying amen, saying no doubt, Jesus is that rock smitten for us. Take it in Jesus. Amen.